Isaiah, the Lord has saved. Isaiah's name, the Lord has saved, reiterates the only hope of the world today, salvation through Christ. He is quoted most in the New Testament, around 21 times. He lives through the reign of five kings, ending in wicked Manasseh, where he's probably sawn in two. He touches almost all key biblical concepts, from creation to eternity. Not chronological, it is intended to confuse the rebellious, Isaiah 28:11-13, and save the true seekers. Some references to the plethora of topics are given. Creation, Isaiah 43. Lucifer's fall, Isaiah 14. Separated by sin, Isaiah 59. Universal sin, Isaiah 64. Lip service, Isaiah 29. Judgment, Isaiah 1. Evangelism, Isaiah 6. God's control over pagan kings, Isaiah 45:1-5. The rising of King Cyrus, mentioned by name to protect God's people in Israel, is prophesied approximately in 712 BC. It is fulfilled approximately in 536 BC. Cyrus is mentioned by name even before he is born. Christ's birth in Isaiah 7, prophesied around 742 BC. Redemption through Christ, Isaiah 53. Salvation, Isaiah 1. Universal gospel, Isaiah 46. Power of the word, Isaiah 55. Humility, Isaiah 66. Eternal death, Isaiah 66. Millennial rule of Christ, Isaiah 42. New heavens and new earth, Isaiah 65. Messianic prophecies are also fulfilled. And these prophecies, many of them are mentioned in Isaiah. Birth of a virgin, Isaiah 7. Fulfillment described in Matthew 1. Rejection of Christ, Isaiah 8. Fulfillment described in 1 Peter 2, 8. Reign of Christ, prophesied in Isaiah 11. Fulfillment described in Romans 15. Christ the cornerstone, Isaiah 28, fulfillment, Romans 9, 1 Peter 2. Forerunner of Christ, Isaiah 40, fulfillment, Matthew 3. Mission of Christ, Isaiah 42, fulfillment described, Matthew 12. Servant of suffering, Isaiah 53, fulfillment, John 12, Acts 8, Matthew 12, 27, 8, John 1. Ministry of Christ, Isaiah 61. Fulfillment described in Luke 4. Family of David, in which Christ was born, Isaiah 11. Fulfillment, Matthew 1, Luke 3. Spirit of the Lord on Christ, Isaiah 11. Fulfillment, Matthew 3. Light to the Gentiles, Isaiah 9. Fulfillment, Matthew 12. God's hand on the dispensation and subsequent regathering of Israel is prophesied in great detail and mostly already fulfilled. Handing Israel over to the plunderers, Isaiah 42. Streams in the desert, springs in the valley, Isaiah 41. The Lord fights for Israel, Isaiah 63. Israel born in a day, Isaiah 68. Wealth of the nations flooding to Israel, Isaiah 66. Israel, after nearly 2,500 years, is declared a new sovereign state on May 14, 1948. It is today the only nation following the God of the Bible. The stage is being set for Christ's second coming. Are we ready to meet him? Are we continuing to raise the banner of salvation, win souls, and extend his kingdom?